Grogur the Golden Ogre. It was stormy. Lightning flashed and fizzed. Thunder boomed and muttered. Grogur the Ogre was riding through the dark, rolling rain clouds on the back of his friend Zagon the Dragon. Although Grogur was only a little boy ogre, he had just killed an evil slime monster. And because he had not killed from hate, but from wisdom, he had been changed from a pink to a golden ogre. Now he was returning home to his fierce red father ogre.
"Soon be home, my boy,"
said Zagon as they soared towards the valley where Grogur's village lay hidden.
"What's that, Zagon? Right over there."
I'm not certain. A very black rain cloud, perhaps?
It's right over my valley. It's not a rain cloud. I don't see rain falling. I see arrows.
Zagon was a bit short-sighted.
What else do you see, my boy?
Lots of birds. No, bats. But they're much, much bigger than any bats I've ever seen. Their bodies are like frogs, all dark green. There are creatures riding on their backs, firing arrows and waving swords.
Grogur gulped.
Horrible creatures.
Black ogres.
Black ogres?
No time to explain now, my boy. Your village is in terrible danger.
Zagon flew faster still, higher and higher, until he and Grogur were above the thick, swirling mass of flying ogres.
Now, hold on tight, Grogur. I'm going to do something rather difficult, and I'm a bit old and out of practice.
Zagon took a very deep breath, then blew a bright circle of yellow flame down towards the black ogres. The circle of flame grew wider and wider, as wide and as big as the crowd of flying ogres. It was a dazzling flash of light. Streaks of orange, yellow, and white fire flew out from the heart of the flames. A sound like a thousand sausages sizzling filled the air. The black ogres vanished in the inferno.
"Zagon! Good old Zagon!"
cried Grogur. But something was wrong. Zagon was not flying properly. He was almost falling right into Grogur's village.
"Zagon! Zagon! What's wrong?"
Zagon could hardly speak.
"Try not to let go, Grogur. I can't fly very well. I'm too old for fire. Too old."
Grogur saw that they were hurtling straight towards his own house. Zagon made one last tremendous effort. He flapped his wings hard. Their fall slowed down just above the roof of Grogur's house. And then Zagon stopped flying completely. Crash! Through the roof they went. Crash through the ceiling. Crash into Grogur's fierce father's bedroom. And crash onto his father's huge bed, which broke into a dozen pieces. In rushed Grogur's father and mother with Bogur, the village doctor and magician, pushing his way through a crowd of red ogres.
"I'm all right,"
Grogur called to them.
"Help the dragon."
Grogur's father did not know that this young golden ogre was his own son. He began to thank Grogur for saving the village from the black ogres.
"It wasn't me who saved the village. It was Zagon the dragon."
"Zagon the dragon?"
said Grogur's mother.
"Our son, Grogur, used to have a friend called Zagon."
Grogur's father looked angry. Some sparks flew from his horns.
"Zagon? I can't understand why he would save us. That's the dragon who stole my silly son and maybe killed him or something. Grogur wasn't strong and brave like me. But... well, I miss him. He's about your age."
Grogur's father looked harder.
"He looks looks rather like you. Same nose, same eyes, same mouth, same size.
Same name, shouted Groger's mother. At last, Groger's mother and father had recognized him. Groger gently touched their horn tips and kissed their green lips. Boger came up and said in his gruff way,
Reckon your dragon friends at it.
No, Zagan can't die, said Groger. And he ran to where Zagan lay, covered by three big red ogre blankets.
Zagan's breathing was very faint. His eyes were closed.
Zagan, oh, Zagan, can't you hear me? It's Groger.
Zagan did not move. Golden tears began to fall from Groger's eyes. They splashed softly onto Zagan's tired face. Zagan's eyes opened. Quietly, quietly came the words.
The last sunstone. They must not have it. Never, never, never.
Zagan's eyes closed again. Boger had heard too.
Sunstone's gone. Slurm got it.
A slurm?
Asked Groger.
Don't know much, do you? Black ogres use them. Slurms and black ogres been killing and destroying and stealing sunstones everywhere. Sunstones can cure. They could cure your dragon, or could kill, if you know how to use them. Maybe they know how.
To kill?
Yup.
I must get the sunstones back.
What? Couldn't. You're crazy. All the stones are in the Black Ogre City. Nobody goes there and ever comes back. Terrible place, full of shadows and monsters.
Groger trembled. Just then, the gloomy clouds broke. The sun sent golden light through the gaping roof. Suddenly, Groger felt safe.
I shall come back, he said.